My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Every time I'm there, I think of the great film On Golden Pond. Do you remember that one?
No, I don't remember.
Never even heard of it.
Huh? What?
Never heard of that.
Shine,
movie.
You ever watch On Golden Pond?
No, way to date yourself, old man.
I'm telling you, great movie. That one.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I've seen guys throw up on themselves, and I've seen guys,
on the field, though?
On the field, and I've seen have it come out the other end.
Oh, God, poop themselves?
Oh, yeah.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
Things are going to be DEFCON. DEFCON?
DEFCON. But, yes.
With an N, right?
Yes. Yeah. But we were calm makers, so.
Yeah. And accompanied by.
The real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
You look like Beavis.
They're longer than Beavers.
Yeah.
Not as fat.
Geez, Shime size shaming the animals.
Credit to the otters. Beavers are fat. It is what it is.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill! Show! Greg Hill! Show! All right. Condolences, Wiggy. Thoughts and prayers.
Is that what it is?
your guy Diddy, unfortunately, will not be attending lunch or dinner, I don't think, this afternoon.
He did bring us Biggie.
I don't know. I mean, listen, how does it work in this country? Innocent until proven guilty?
Is that the way it works? I don't think it's that way. Just because you got arrested don't mean you did anything wrong.
Just because there's surveillance video of you beating the absolute S out of your girlfriend. Sure.
Ray Rice
seems
did
like
that.
A good guy.
Ray Rice did that. He got zero time.
Imagine being up for sex trafficking and now having that's... people in media take your have your side.
Well, Sirico charges. That's what's going to get him.
Sex trafficking?
Yeah, the RICO charges.
Yes, that will get him. You are right.
You know what? Wiggy's a loyal guy. If you're an athlete or a rapper.
Oh, you brought us Biggie.
Or you brought him Biggie.
You think all the kids were just lying about Michael Jackson.
Oh, stop it. Michael Jackson never went. He never got indicted on anything. Stop sullying that man's name.
All right. Well, anyway, we will get to it at some point, I'm sure.
Sullying his name. Yes.
But P. Diddy, whatever you want to, however you refer to him, Sean Combs in federal custody this morning.
He is moonwalking to jail.
You never have that same energy for Jeffrey Epstein.
I don't even know about Jeffrey Epstein.
He did not.
I didn't get deep into the case.
He was also guilty.
I don't know all the ins and outs. Yeah. I mean, so if he's guilty, he should go to jail, Courtney.
He should.
There are a lot of people in jail.
Diddy should go to jail for how he treated women to begin with.
Yeah, he's treated women wrong. There are a lot of people in jail, Courtney, who shouldn't be there.
And there are a lot of people
walking free.
Correct.
Who might have did some things that are free.
But I think that's far. We're talking about people inside that shouldn't be inside. No. I'm talking about somebody on the outside who's making millions and millions of dollars while beating the crap out of people.
Didn't you guys just go through a whole case of 8 months of sloppy police investigation and they wanted to put somebody under the jail for
potentially not even doing anything? We've all seen the video of P.
Yeah,
Diddy.
I'm not saying that he didn't beat up Cassie. Nobody's doubting that.
Okay.
Nobody's down there. So you should never put your hands on a woman.
No.
Never.
Never.
Did he get arrested with "I'll Be Missing You" playing in the background?
He got arrested with take that.
Speaking of investigations, it appears that the Boston Red Sox are under one currently. Ooh. For nefarious activities over the weekend.
Really?
And so we'll see if anything results from that. A Major League Baseball investigation underway.
Could you say the headline would be Judgment Day?
Maybe, perhaps.
Do we know what it exactly the investigation's for?
You are in this day and age, you are not allowed to intentionally attempt to injure a player by throwing a baseball in their direction.
I did not know that.
You didn't know that, so yes. So
is that a new rule that they
it is really as old as the game, I think.
Yeah, it's
I
always think been so. There.
It has always been there, but we'll see if anything
is this like
comes
a Pacioretty Chara thing where he checks a guy and next thing you know they want Chara to go to jail?
Yeah. John Sterling called 911, just like the Canadians.
I mean, you would think for the investigation that you would actually have to hit the dude, but apparently not in this particular case.
It's intent, salt and battery.
Curtis, would that be a good summation of the Red Sox season in a nutshell? Is that your intention is to hit a guy and you miss? Is that...
I thought you were going to say that the intention of the season was unknown.
I just hope the Netflix cameras got it all.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Has anybody seen Sam Kennedy anywhere?
I saw him at a Red Sox game.
He was
pretty good.
He was at Pearl Jam.
Did he avoid you there too?
Yes. Eddie Vedder mentioned him, like singled him out and thanked him for Pearl Jam playing at Fenway Park. So
I told you, I saw him at a Red Sox game. He looked good.
I got to tell you, it looks like the Falcons hired the right coach. Looking good last night.
Wow, what about that one, Saquon? There was something I took away from that game, and this is going to be my lead, that makes me go, you remember that song, Things That Make You Go?
Yes.
There was something I took away from that game.
Something that made you go,
And I don't even like it, but I was like, okay.
Huh.
There is something that I saw, I was like, oh yeah, this is going in the other direction, but
okay.
I'll save that for you, big.
Save if what?
I'll save that for you, big dog. I thought you'd get ready to say something.
You didn't finish.
I know. I thought you was getting ready to say something.
I didn't know what you were calling me big something, and I was waiting for what it was.
Oh, okay.
You didn't get to the dog part.
No, I was waiting. I thought you were getting ready to say something, so I was.
All right. So you're going to save that for your lead.
Yeah.
And we will get to our leads in just about 10 minutes. And by the way, when it comes to my lead this morning, bad day. Awful day for the work from homers.
Ooh.
No offense, Courtney and Shime, but
I don't work from home either.
Good morning and hello to those of you who are working from home and happen to be up at 6:10 in the morning, but it is not a good day for the remote work from homers today.
Nope.
So we'll get to that during my lead and the rest of the leads coming up on this morning's show. Then they said it at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will definitely discuss what a somewhat aggrieved Pop Douglas said about his lack of targets on Sunday. That is coming up during they said it at 7. The news with Courtney at 7:45 this morning. And science has determined which New England state is having the best sex. And it is most likely because of what one couple did on a beach there recently. So we'll get to that during the news with Courtney.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
At 7:45. And then it is a Tie Tuesday. And that means that the great Tie Law, the NFL Pro Football Hall of Famer, will join us at 8:20. And we will talk football with Tie Law on today's show. This is Matt from Worcester. Good morning, Matt.
What's up, Greg? How you guys doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. So about the intentional hits, in a court of law, you got to prove there was intention. So you know, you got to know his mentality.
Right. Yeah, you would have
to. So how do you prove what somebody's thinking?
You'd have to go back and find some sort of evidence,
right,
to determine maybe some sort of audio recording,
right,
or maybe there's some kind of a trash can signal or something. Was there any kind of a trash can that was being banged on at all?
Yeah, they had a beanball buzzer, so that was what they were using.
Well, I mean, the word intentional by law is mental.
Right. It's premeditated. Right.
Correct.
So, God damn it. I hate that judge. If I see him again, it's on.
All right. If you want to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. And you can always find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruOfNewEngland.com. And right off the bat, let's get to Courtney with an update on what is trending first thing this morning.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. The Eagles fall to the Falcons in Monday Night Football, the game ending 22-21 thanks to an interception off Jalen Hurts on Philly's final drive.
Kirk Cousins, boy.
I was just going to say, yeah, you look good.
That MFA was surgical on that last drive.
Yeah.
So does it become more and more likely that Bill Belichick will have an opportunity in Philadelphia?
That is the job, if I'm him, that I am.
Why, Curtis? Because they're close.
You're on the East Coast, so I don't know how far it is from Philly to Nantucket. You have some calculator, I'm sure, on your phone of every major city to Nantucket. It's probably an hour. And that roster is legit.
Yeah.
Jeff Lurie's from Chestnut Hill. He's got the local connections. They have the brilliant GM already in place.
He was in Philly last night,
Matt
too.
Matt Patricia worked there. They seem to like him. Mm. He can bring him back. It just makes too much sense.
Mm.
Elsewhere in the league, the Carolina Panthers have benched Bryce Young after an 0-2 start down in North Carolina.
For Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
Have you seen that trade, looking back on it? That is the single worst trade in the history of American sports. You gave up the first pick in the draft. The Panthers send you what turned into Caleb Williams, the receiver, what's his name?
Roman Duze.
It's like five top-level players, and they still get another pick. And not to mention, Caleb Williams is 10 times the player that Bryce Young is in the first place.
Here at home, Juwan Bentley's injury is much worse than we thought. He suffered a torn pectoral in the Pats' Sunday loss to the Seahawks. According to Ian Rappaport, he will be out for the season. The Red Sox are back in action tonight, 6:50 first pitch against the Rays with Nick Pivetta getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 5:50 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Like Greg said, Major League Baseball is looking into Alex Cora's comments suggesting the Red Sox threw at Aaron Judge on purpose. The league has reviewed the situation. No decision has been reached as of last night. And for your apple pie, apple crumble, apple snacks, and the apple of your eye, apples are on sale now at Shaw's and Star Market. Today through Thursday, get a tote bag of apples, Macintosh, Gala, or Ginger Gold for just 99 cents a pound. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network.
Have you and Santo scheduled an apple picking expedition yet for the fall?
We have not yet. Our fall is really starting to pile up with plans.
Oh,
so
really?
We're going to have to schedule that. But we'll definitely get to a farm somewhere.
Right. I have a question, Courtney.
Yes.
So when you and Santo have your joint calendar,
yeah,
do you have like the veto power? So like, let's say he wrote in, you know, Moxie's lunch with the boys on Sunday. Could you go no and then write apple picking?
No,
go in and erase his plans?
Whoever schedules first gets it.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
Does he like the apple picking?
We've actually never been together.
Oh, okay.
So maybe this will be a first.
All right.
Yeah.
Does he have a special sweater cape that he would wear for apple picking?
Absolutely.
He does.
Absolutely. Okay. Probably a nice red color.
Okay.
But we'd want to match for the photos, of course.
Does he buy the sweater just for the sweater cape, or they actually wear the sweater?
That's a great question. Thank you for asking. When he buys, I do believe he tries to make sure that the cape version does look good. So, you know.
I've never actually seen him wear the sweater.
Yeah, right.
He just,
right. Yeah, yes, he does.
That's what I was asking.
Yes.
The man, when we went to the wedding on Nantucket, he had three different sweater capes. He was just wearing them as capes.
Right.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
You are a liar.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you he was.
I don't think he wore a single sweater cape while we were
on
Nantucket.
He had one on Friday night at Crew.
Huh?
He had a full sweater cape.
I don't believe he did.
Okay.
And Courtney, if you're looking to bring Harry.
Yes.
Doe Orchards in Harvard, dog friendly. Great spot.
Okay, ooh, there we go.
Okay.
That's where we will go. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 56 degrees, cloudy skies. Going to be cloudy this afternoon, highs in the upper 70s.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It is a Tie Tuesday, and that means that Ty Law will join us at 8:20 on this morning's show. But before that, we will get to our leads in just a couple of minutes, and then they set it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and that includes what Pop Douglas said about the lack of targets that he received on Sunday. And I guess that explains why he refused to talk to the media after the game. So I don't know if you have a disgruntled player, disgruntled locker room. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I think it's on the offensive coordinator, on Alex Van Pelt, and I guess on mm-hmm. Jacoby Brissett. If yep. you got guys who are wide open, and you know, we addressed this a little bit with Gerard Mayo yesterday when he was on the show, but in a couple of cases, it wasn't for lack of looking at the wide open receiver. It appeared to be the inability by Jacoby Brissett to get the football
right
to the wide receiver. It landed in Cam Newton style, mm-hmm. Several feet away from him on the ground.
And so I've been in this situation before, and I know this thing can go south real quick.
What, complaining about targets?
No. Oh, yeah. You think it's a – you might laugh about it. It's a joking thing, but it's a real thing. And he's not the only one. When you're like a receiving core or group and you feel like that quarterback doesn't have maybe the ability to get you the football, or you feel like when that quarterback's in the game – the offensive coordinator is very conservative with the play calling, it leads to frustration from the receivers. And what you end up having is guys that behind closed doors will start to say, man, I wish they would just play Drake May. Because at least with Drake, we know he got the ability to make plays and get us the football. Yeah. So that is something that's a real thing that I know Pop Douglas is frustrated, but you don't think Jalen Polk, Javon Baker,
Tyquan Thornton,
and the rest of those guys are frustrated. And it's probably large part where they might be saying, hey, man, with Jacoby in the game, we're limited in our passing game, and so we're not going to get a lot of opportunities. And that's a frustrating thing. And that's why Mayo said to us yesterday, as a receiver, you want to get the ball early and get in that groove, get some of that confidence going. But if you're not, you'll start to see guys getting disgruntled.
But
if you look at Jacoby Brissett, who is a veteran in the league and is unable to see those guys read-wise, do you think that Drake May is going to be able to?
Well, I think they feel like Drake May might, he might, what's the word I'm looking for? He might just be a little bit wet behind the ears. Is that what they're saying? And so he might just go out there and sling it. And it, yeah, it might lead to some bad situations. But they look at it like with him in the game, he's more of a passer. So he can do more things. He might take more chances. Where I think, and we talked about this yesterday with Mayo, maybe Jacoby Brissett, because he's being told, take care of the football, take care of the football, take care of the football, is a little conservative, is a little bit like thinking like, oh, I don't want to make this bad throw, so I'm not even going to throw the football.
You don't think Drake May will feel that even more so, though? And I'm with you. Like, I would love to see Drake May out there, but just devil's advocate, if I'm Drake May and I know that, you know, you're fighting for a job just as much against a vet, and they're telling the vet not to make mistakes, don't you think that would get into his head a bit?
Sometimes when you're that young and you don't have, like, you really haven't had that much experience, you tend to just go out there and, you know, wing it. And maybe you don't even think like that. You're like, oh, I'm good enough. I got a strong enough arm. I could fit this in that window. And yeah, it might lead to a bad thing, but you play with a little bit more confidence because you're not thinking about, oh.
Or overthinking.
Or like, if I don't do this, the coach is going to take me out of the game.
I don't want to steal anybody's lead. Is this anybody's lead?
No.
No.
No? Okay. Jacoby Brissett was on the afternoon show yesterday.
Huh.
The WEEI afternoon show. And
what part of the day is that?
That is Curtis in the afternoon. And talked about the frustration of Pop Douglas.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad he's frustrated me. I mean, you know what I mean? That, if he wasn't, that would be, it would be more alarming to him not getting the ball, to be honest with you. But no, just explain it to him, man. It's you're going to have those games where it happens like that. But, you know, like I said, it's the second game of the year. You know, we're still trying to figure out our identity and, you know, how this thing's going to play out as far as the offense. So, you know, it's a long season ahead. I told him, man, it's 15 games left, you know, right? I think we play 17 games now. So 15 games left, man. It's a lot of football left ahead of us. You know, obviously, you know, we're still getting better, you know, as a whole, individually, as an offense, you know. So, you know, I'm glad that he's frustrated, but – you know, obviously, you got to use the frustration towards the right way.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we'll hear what Pop Douglas had to say at 7 during They Said It, but maybe something percolating there, Wiggy, as you alluded to, that if you're Jerod Mayo, you want to pay attention to, I guess, so guys are not getting pissed off.
Yeah.
All right. I mentioned They Said It at 7. News with Courtney coming up at 7:45 this morning. And right now, we should get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Courtney, please, don't take anything off and throw it on the stage for the great Tom Jones.
I mean, that song hits.
Does that hit?
That song hits.
Boy, that's what the ladies used to do, you know. When Tom Jones was playing, they'd remove their under things and throw them right up on the stage.
Bloomers back then. Big old bloomers.
Great choice this morning, Shime.
Thank you.
Where did that come from?
I was just looking around for a good lead song today. And you know, I felt like, you know what? I need a toe tapper. I need a shoulder shaker. And that's the first one I thought of.
I feel like that is a huge potential Hillman Jinx situation there. I think Tom Jones is still with us.
I think so. He still might be torn, right? Him and who were we just talking about? Frankie Valli?
Yeah, he and Frankie Valli. Yeah.
And Wayne Newton.
they place the two, they take the two of them out of the formaldehyde and put them out on the stage and hope their lips somehow match the audio track. Yeah. Oh boy. All right. Leeds this morning.
84 years old.
How old?
84. He looks great though. Still looks great.
Oh, that's plastic surgery for you. Obscure reference, I believe. No, wait. Was that he who was in the Vacation films, or am I thinking of somebody else?
Was it?
Who's the dude?
Oh, the guy that does the residency, Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton, yes. Curtis. Nailed it. Yeah. Nailed it.
He's still performing.
Nailed it.
What a pull.
I'm sorry.
I've just been researching my lead because Greg sent it to me last night, and it is the dumbest thing I've ever read. the deeper I get into this, I am losing my mind.
Yeah, well, there's nothing that I like more than finding something that we can talk about that gets you going, Curtis. Oh. And this one I knew was right up your alley.
It's the dumbest thing I have.
JFK assassination related.
No, it's not JFK assassination.
That is Curtis's favorite.
But that's what I don't think I have ADHD. That's what I was diagnosed with because my mom wanted me to get extra time on the SATs. But I think it is that like once I get into something, I can't exit until I get an answer, which is why JFK remains perplexing.
All right. Let's start with Shime. Shime, good morning.
Well, good morning, Greg. Well, there's a lot of people out there that says Shime doesn't know ball. Shime doesn't know anything. Shime's an idiot. I think I've seen that quite a bit on the text line. And so I just want to present to you...
Don't forget in the Twitch chat, too.
Yeah, you're right. Very frequently in the Twitch chat, actually.
And on YouTube.
And on Twitter. There's like just about everywhere. Uh-huh. But I just want to present to you a take that I had prior to the 2023 draft. In light of the Bryce Young benching, this was Chris Shime on Bryce Young with Andy Hart on the Six Rings podcast.
I think the consensus... safest or best quarterback, whatever you want to call it, is Bryce Young.
But again, like it all boils down to he has such an outlier when it comes to size. If you were an NFL GM, would Bryce Young be on your draft board and would he be number one? For me, if I was an NFL GM, I would not have Bryce Young on my draft board. I think there's a chance Bryce Young is the fifth or sixth best quarterback in this draft. He's good at football, but I guess I don't love the way he plays it. You know what I mean? It's like you watch him play and it's like, I understand that the production is there, the numbers and everything say that, but when I watch the tape and I watch him play, I'm like, I don't see it. I don't see everything that I want to see out of a quarterback that plays football. It's a weird feeling. It's not a feeling I've had in a long time where I expected so much more than what I saw.
I just want to, for all the people that tell me I'm wrong all the time, I just want to point out, there has been no one on this station more right about quarterbacks being drafted in the NFL than me. So just to throw it out there, for all you haters, keep hating, I'll keep winning. Okay. That's fine. I'm Shooter McGavin. Cool. Happy's in 32nd place. Good for him. I'm winning.
Uh-huh. Did you or Wiggy see the 617 text on the Subaru of New England text line?
No, what did it say?
That was shots fired in the direction of both of you by any chance with regard to Bryce Young?
What they say?
No, what they say.
Says, Wiggy, Shime, this is why you sit a young quarterback.
Well, who's the second pick of that draft?
Stroud, which is exactly who I said should have been the number one overall pick, who did not sit for a second.
This is exactly why you sit a young quarterback.
Why didn't you sit CJ Stroud?
Because the man's, his talent was incredible. Through the roof.
I don't subscribe to that, because you can't say for every guy that you could say, oh, you should sit him, I could tell you a guy that didn't sit and that's playing just fine. So let's not go down that road. Okay. When you draft that high, the reason why is because your team's bad and you generally are playing that guy because you don't have any other option.
Yeah.
Good job, right. Shime.
Thank you.
Right. Shime, well done.
Thank you.
Kind of odd that you were able to find that audio from a year ago immediately, but congratulations to you.
Greg, it's very easy. You can go to the Six Rings podcast, anywhere you get your podcast, and just scroll. It takes a little while because there's so many friggin' episodes, but you get there eventually, and I found it. Don't worry.
Do you often find yourself going back to listen to yourself?
Yeah, I like to self-scout, actually. I'm very good in that respect. I self-scout constantly.
Oh, my God, in heaven.
Yeah, of course. Curtis, how are you?
Have you ever heard this saying, self-praise is no praise?
Oh, I don't praise myself all the time. I also critique myself quite a bit.
Well, no, whenever we talk about a misbet, you pivot like it's Belichick and the Patriots.
I don't pivot.
Well,
were you going to say the best critic of yourself is yourself?
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
You're your own worst critic.
That is why you are the man on the come up over here at WE.
You know, I don't want to take Jackson's title, Greg.
I'm just
grinding away. You know, sitting in my Belichick dungeon watching the tape.
All right. Curtis, good morning.
I don't know how to follow that. Good morning. And well done, Shime. You absolutely nailed that puppy.
Thank you.
So The city has $44 million to spend. Does anybody have any ideas about ways in which we could spend it?
Can we help the schools?
We could help the schools. Great idea, Shime. We could help the people of Roxbury who have had their local all-purpose Walgreens gym or the Walgreens reopen or have their exercise facility that has been taken over by people that aren't from here.
How about some mental health assistance for those who are really, really struggling post-pandemic mentally?
Yeah. I drove past the Newton Wellesley Hospital yesterday. They have flags for the 2,300 people in Massachusetts that died from overdose last year.
Yeah.
What about mass and casts?
Clean it up.
All great ideas. So those are all things we're going to ignore entirely. We are going to take all the benefits that we got over the weekend from reopening the lanes on Summer Street in South Boston, and we're going to close them in Mattapan. We are going to go on Blue Hill Avenue in Mattapan from three-lane roads to single-lane roads, and we will put in two bus lanes in the middle of Blue Hill Avenue.
Oof.
Not to mention, outside of those bus lanes, the chief of streets, our guy Joshua, is putting in living bus shelters.
Living bus shelters.
On the roofs or roof. I never know which way to go with that.
Yeah.
We can raise it.
I think it's one of those words where you can, or one of those phrases that can be done both ways.
Cool.
Roofs and roofs is both acceptable.
Wow.
And the ceiling is the roof, as Michael Jordan famously said. They are putting in living bus shelters that have grass and flower beds on the roof, which they say captures carbon and precludes street flooding.
Oh.
And there will be bees, and there will be these organic growths of things that I have never heard of in my entire life on the roofs of these new bus stops that traverse Blue Hill Avenue, which already traffic kind of bad. They're going to say, let's cut the lanes in half, put a big bus lane in the middle, put living shelters in there, and they will also say, I don't know how they prove this, but they say it will cool down the hottest parts of Boston in the summer.
Huh. Now, I'm just looking at this. This is going to be the largest installation of green roofs in North America.
That's correct. In the entire continent.
So you'll be standing under one of these new bus shelters, waiting for the MBTA bus to arrive. And on top of you will be all kinds of growing plants and greenery.
And in the summer, I would probably not have like orange soda because things that attract bees, they might come down and visit you as you're waiting for your delayed bus. But all in all, I have to say that our chief of streets is earning his keep because if you want to add traffic, God love you. You are the Babe Ruth of adding traffic. Mm. You are the greatest that's ever been. And I think all the people that sit around and make these decisions will never, ever go on the bus on Blue Hill Avenue in Mattapan. They just say, you know what these people need? They need a living bus shelter, and they need to have their traffic multiplied by the factor of 10.
I think anybody's going to even follow that going down Blue Hill. There'll be people in the bus lane driving it anyways.
You think so?
Yeah, of course there will
be. Can you explain the flower beds for me? Because if you're standing below, you're not really looking at the beauty of a nice flower bed.
Well, it cools the planet down.
Right.
The flower beds do?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
The more you know.
Yeah, it's
and how many of them housing
over 200 years, they are estimating, over 200 years, it will cool the planet down 1/1,000th of a degree.
So
we are really, we cannot wait. When the 200-year period gets here, we are going to be cooler.
And the thing that I find amazing, this story was from Boston 25. They write this stuff as a fact. The gardens will absorb an inch of rain at a time. The roofs will attract pollinators and help cool what's known as an urban heat island. Like, what does that even mean, an urban heat island? An area with concentration of pavement and asphalt that bakes in the summer sun. Like, so why will it be cooler on the ground if the water is on top of the bus stop?
Curtis, you said it's $44 million.
$44 million, set to begin in 2026.
I'm guessing I could probably get a pool built over there for $1 million. Like, and everybody could jump in the pool and cool down. Everything would be great. Like a big, gigantic community
right at
pool.
Franklin Field. You can build a pool.
Yeah, I put it right in the middle of the bus lane.
Oh, okay. Right in the middle of Blue Lab. All right.
It's just amazing.
Curtis, excellent lead for you this morning.
Right.
I think that is back-to-back Mayor Wu-related leads this morning.
We're going to go for a triple tomorrow.
That one's a banger.
All right, we'll get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next. As I mentioned earlier, when it comes to my lead, bad day, awful day for the work from homers. Just a horrible day for the work remotely people. So we'll get to that. The rest of the leads next. Well, it sounds like based on the lead of Chris Curtis this morning that we may be living right now the final hot summer in the city if the living green roofs in Mattapan take effect, and it will be a cold summer in the city from this point forward, Curtis.
I'm an idiot. I just have a question. Inevitably, when these living bus shelters succeed in cooling the planet, we will have more snow, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you have a center lane of buses and then traffic on either side, and I do mean traffic, won't you have to have additional snow plows?
Probably have to have, like, you'll have to have new snow plows that don't put the snow in the middle, is what you're saying.
Exactly, because it would just be putting it back on the street.
Right.
And I don't think our snow plows are electric. I don't know.
They will be, I would assume, they will be participating in equitable plowing.
Oh, that's right.
Which means that Blue Hill Ave will be one of the last streets that will be plowed.
Right.
Because more people use it, so.
And the women will be plowing it, too.
Yes.
Remember, we need more women plowers.
That's correct. Well, we know that the, I don't know if we've talked about this on the show yet. But we're digressing here away from the leads, but that's fine.
I'm sorry.
They cannot be diesel plows because there is a new law which goes into effect here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts on January 1st, which declares that no truck dealer may sell a diesel truck to a customer who intends to register it here in Massachusetts after January. So Courtney's like, wait, what? Is this Russia? No. No, the way it works is that you will, after January, you will not be allowed to buy a diesel truck. Mm. So your deliveries, Wiggy, will be, they will all be coming via electric vehicle in the future here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
I know a lot of people love diesel.
Don't take my word for it, but at the Power Ford golf event a couple months ago, I was with great guys from a local car dealership. And talk to people in the actual car business about electric car sales. They are non-existent. Like, it is one of the great boondoggles of our time. Look into the cost of the resale value of electric cars. If you think boats are a bad investment, look into that. It's literally, like, and you never get that news anywhere.
Well, I don't know enough about it because it's not my business, but I'm guessing that guys and women who are landscapers or are in construction or are paving would probably prefer to have a diesel truck, a diesel vehicle, as opposed to, I'm guessing you have to figure a way to charge your work vehicles and all the rest of that stuff.
Can you imagine we are making life so much easier for those that work indoors and, you know, have computers and technology, but we're making it 10 times harder for those that already have a way harder job?
Yes, you're right.
But Courtney, the best part about it is we don't even know. In fact, it is unlikely that all of this pain and additional cost will lead us to the same spot we're currently in.
Yeah.
There is no evidence that this is going to make any noticeable or distinguishable change to the temperature of the Earth. In fact, wouldn't we have been able to evaluate that for the 2 years during the pandemic? Did the Earth cool because nobody was driving? Nobody was flying?
Yeah.
If it did, don't you think we'd know about it?
Not enough big enough sample. Circle back in about 5,000 years. We'll get that answer to you.
It's such an obscene premise.
All right. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I know we're up against it, so I'll make it quick. I saw something yesterday that I was absolutely disgusted by, and I want justice served, because at a Colorado State game over the weekend, our guy, Derek White, was hit in the face in the middle of a scuffle at the game. Now, if you're watching on Twitch, Mitch has the video of it going on. He's pulled apart. Now, if you just started watching it at the end, you'd think, wait, he seemed to have jumped in. No, no, no. You got to start it from the beginning, all Mitch, right. If you could again.
There we
because
go.
This guy Ooh. Nails Derek White right in the jaw, right face area. Now, I will not stand for this. Uh-huh. I will not stand for our NBA champion to be treated like this as at his alma mater. I want this guy's name. I want this guy in jail. And I hope that Derek White is being taken care of and is in concussion protocol until the season starts.
Yes.
So he's,
yes.
Remember, he was in hostile territory with that one. They were Colorado State.
Yeah, I don't care.
They should have let him go. Stop holding him back. Let him go.
No, I'm glad they held him back. No,
why?
The guy. Guys, we don't need any bad press.
No, no, but it's not. It's self-defense. The guy swung first.
Yeah, so I saw Derek this. Disgusting. Disgusting.
Yeah, all right. You want justice.
Yep.
Justice we all for do. D. White.
We all do.
Yep.
Celtics are playing basketball in 17 days, whew. I believe. Let's go. All right. Thank you, Courtney.
You're
Wiggy,
welcome.
Good morning.
All right. Good morning. So I tuned into something that I normally don't tune into, which is the Manning cast.
Yeah.
And I got to say, listening to Bill Belichick during a game and getting just some of the insights, the behind the scenes, and how he looks at the game, that and the smile that it has on his face, is that coaching is in his future. There was a couple plays in the game, and I know that, I don't know if you watched the Manning cast, but he had his pencil. He was breaking down the coverage. There was a play, Jalen Hurts ran a play and spiked the football, and he talked about how that hurts his football team. And just like you could see the smile on his face when he was really in the weeds. He kept telling Peyton and Eli, hey, run that play back. I want to show you something. And, you know, they don't do it because of the broadcast. It's kind of like the timing and everything. You know, they're not all in the same studio, so it's a little bit like of this delay. But just listening to him, like really breaking down the X's and O's and why not they're throwing the ball in the middle of the field. It just, there was this glow he had on his face that you could tell that he misses that about football. Mm. And talking about it is cool, but being in the mix, you could just see he's with his note taken that you will see Bill Belichick patrolling those sidelines
you
next
think
year.
So he where, will be back next season somewhere.
Yeah,
I believe
where okay. I don't know, but you could if you have if you get a chance. And it was interesting because I think he does the first half and every Monday night game. And I was looking, if the Patriots don't play on Monday Night Football.
No, they don't. They don't.
But it's so interesting to see.
They are strictly 1 o'clockers this season, unfortunately.
My guess is the schedule was looked at before Bill said, sure, I'll do a half.
If you get a chance, check it out, the Manning cast, and just for the first half and watch Bill. He's so good about breaking stuff down and really getting in the weeds.
Listen, if Philadelphia keeps losing like they did last night, then that could be a potential landing spot.
Dallas, another landing spot.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll get to my lead coming up, and then we'll get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. If you're listening to the show while working remotely this morning, enjoy your last day. Awful news. Horrible news this morning. For the work from homers, and we'll get to that during my lead next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.